Chapter 59. And prose appeared in 1732. 6 Samuel Masham, son of Sir Francis Masham, Bart, had been a page to the Queen, while Princess of Denmark, and an equerry and gentleman of the bed-chamber to Prince George. He married Abigail Hill, see letter 1607, daughter of Francis Hill, a Turkey merchant, and sister of General John Hill, and through that lady's influence with the Queen he was raised to the peerage as Baron Masham, in January 1712. Under George I, he was remembrancer of the Exchequer. He died in 1758. 7 A roughly printed pamphlet, The Honorable Descent, Life, and True Character of the Earl of Wharton, appeared early in 1711 in reply to Swift's short character, but that can hardly be the pamphlet referred to here, because it is directed against libelers and backbiters, and cannot be described as pretty civil. 8 And that word, the 7 last words of the sentence huddled into one, there were some puzzling characters, Dean Swift. 9 Sir Robert Worsley, Bart. Married, in 1690 Francis, only daughter of the first Viscount Weymouth. Their daughter Francis married Lord Carteret, see letter 12 note 22, in 1710. In a letter to Colonel Hunter in March 1709 Swift spoke of Lady then Mrs. Worsley as one of the principal beauties in town. See 2, Swift's letter to her of April 1917-30. Why Lady Carteret has been the best queen we have known in Ireland these many years, yet is she mortally hated by all the young girls, because, and it is your fault, she is handsomer than all of them together. 10 See letter 3 note 1. 11 See letter 5 note 17. 12 William Stratford, son of Nicholas Stratford, Bishop of Chester, was Archdeacon of Richmond and Canon of Christ Church, Oxford, until his death in 1729. 13 See letter 3 note 22. 14 James, 3rd Earl of Berkeley 1680-1736, whom Swift calls a Aum Rake, see letter 16 note 15. The young Countess of Berkeley was only 16 on her marriage. In 1714 she was appointed a Lady of the Bedchamber to Caroline, Princess of Wales, and she died of smallpox in 1717 aged 20-2. The Earl was an admiral, and saw much service between 1701 and 1710, under George I. He was First Lord of the Admiralty. 15 Edward Whittemple was Bishop of Kilmore from 1699 to 1713. 16 In the dedication to the tale of a tub Swift had addressed Somers in very different terms. Here is no virtue, either in public or private life, which some circumstances of your own have not often produced upon the stage of the world. 17 Their lodgings, opposite to St. Mary's Church in Stafford Street, Dublin. Letter 15. 1 The Stamp Act was not passed until June 1712. See the journal for August 7, 1712. 2 Both in St. James Park. The canal was formed by Charles II. From several small ponds, and Rosamond's Pond was a sheet of water in the southwest corner of the park, long consecrated, as Warburton said, to disastrous love and elegiac poetry. It is often mentioned as a place of assignation in restoration plays. Evelyn, Diary, December 1662, describes the sheets used on the canal. 3 Mrs. Beaumont. 4 The first direct mention of Hester Van Omri. She is referred to only in 2 other places in the journal, February 14, 1710-11 and August 14, 1711. 5 See letter 3 note 17. 6 Number 27 by Swift himself. 7 Number 7 of Harrison's series. 8 The printers of the original Taylor. 9 Harley had forwarded to Swift a banknote for £50, see Journal, March 7, 1710-11. 10 At Moor Park. 11 Scott says that Swift here alludes to some unidentified pamphlet, of which he was the real or supposed author. 12 See letter 11 note 13. 13 The Examiner. 14 See letter 6 note 43. 15 Mistaken. 16 Mrs. de Cotter's, over against St. Mary's Church, near Capel Street, where Stella now lodged. 17 Crease in the Sheet, Dean Swift. 18 And the original it was, Good Mallows, Little Solace. But in these words, and many others, he writes constantly LL for RR, Dean Swift. 19 See letter 4 note 19. 20 Those letters which are in italics in the original are of a monstrous size, which occasioned his calling himself a loggerhead, Dean Swift, italics replaced by capitals for the transcription of this text. 21 IEE, to ask whether. Letter 16. 1 Harcourt. 2 Shilling passes for 13 pence in Ireland, Dean Swift. 3 Robert Cope, a gentleman of learning with whom Swift corresponded. 4 Archdeacon Morris is not mentioned in Cotton's Fast I Ecclesiae Hiberni. 5 See letter 14 note 6. 6 See letter 10 note 2. 7 Abigail Hill, afterwards Lady Masham, had been introduced into the Queen's service as bedchamber woman by the Duchess of Marlborough. Her high church and Tory views recommended her to Queen Anne, and in 1707 she was privately married to Mr. Samuel Masham, a gentleman in the service of Prince George. See letter 14 note 6. The Duchess of Marlborough discovered that Mrs. Masham's cousin, Harley, was using her influence to further his own interests with the Queen, and in spite of her violence the Duchess found herself gradually supplanted. From 1710 Mrs. Masham's only rival in the royal favor was the Duchess of Somerset. Afterwards she quarreled with Harley, and joined the Bolingbroke faction. 8 See letter 4 note 16. 9 Number 14 of Harrison's series. 10 See letter 15 note 4. 11 Richard Duke, a minor poet and friend of Dryden's, entered the church about 1685. In July 1710 he was presented by the Bishop of Winchester to the living of Whitney, Oxfordshire, which was worth £700 a year. 12 Sir Jonathan Trelawney, one of the 7 bishops committed to the Tower in 1688, was translated to Winchester in 1707, when he appointed Duke to be his chaplain. 13 See letter 4 note 3. 14 See letter 3 note 39. 15 See letter 14 note 14. 16 See letter 7 note 28. 17 CF. February. 22 1711. 18 Esther Johnson lodged opposite St. Mary's in Dublin. 19 This famous Tory club began with the meeting together of a few extreme Tories at the Bell in Westminster. The password to the club, Dober, was one easy of remembrance to a country gentleman who loved his ale. 20 Hugh Disney, not an old man, but an old rake, died in 1731. Gay calls him facetious Disney, and Swift says that all the members of the club owe him mightily. Lady M. W. Montagu speaks of his broad plump face, pert eyes, and ruddy skin, which showed the stupid joke which lurked within. Disney was a French Huguenot refugee, and his real name was de Zolnace. He commanded an Irish regiment, and took part in General Hill's expedition to Canada in 1711, Kingsford's Canada, I. 465, by his will Wentworth Papers, 109, he left nothing to his poor relations, but very handsome to his bottle companions. 21 There were several Colonel Fieldings in the first half of the 18th century, and it is not clear which is the one referred to by Swift. Possibly he was the Edmund Fielding grandson of the first Earl of Denbigh, who died a lieutenant general in 1741 at the age of 63, but is best known as the father of Henry Fielding, the novelist. 22 CF. February. 17 1711. 23 See letter 3 note 37. 24 T is a measured mile round the outer wall, and far beyond any the finest square in London, Dean Swift. 25 The common fare for a set down in Dublin, Ib. Dot. 26 Mrs. Stoyt lived at Donnybrook, the road to which from Stephen's Green ran into the country about a mile from the southeast corner, Ib. Dot 27. Those words in italics are written in a very large hand, and so is the word large ib. Dot italics replaced by capitals for the transcription of this text. 2018 Swift alters il to here, but in a note states how he here altered Swift's ifer way of writing. No doubt il and other favorite words occurred frequently in the MS, as they do in the later letters. Letter 17. 1 Sir Thomas Mansell, Bart, controller of the household to Queen Anne, and the Lord of the Treasury, was raised to the peerage in December 1711 as Baron Mansell of Markham. He died in 1723. 2 Lady Betty Butler and Lady Betty Germain, see Letter 3 Note 40 and Letter 4 Note 3. 3 James Eckershall, second clerk of the Queen's Privy Kitchen. Chamberlain, Magni Britanniae Notitia, 171-0, page 536, says that his wages were £11, 8 shillings and a penny halfpenny, and board wages £138, 11 shillings and 10 pence halfpenny, making £150 in all. Afterwards Eckershall was gentleman usher to Queen Anne. He died at Drayton in 1753, aged 74. Pope was in correspondence with him in 172 on the subject of contemplated speculations in South Sea and other stocks. 4 In October 1710, see Letter 6 Note 44, Swift wrote, as if he knew about the preparation of these miscellanies. The volume was published by Morphew instead of Tooke, and it is frequently referred to in the journal. 5 In 1685 the Duke of Ormond, see Letter 2 Note 10, married, as his second wife, Lady Mary Somerset, eldest surviving daughter of Henry, 1st Duke of Beaufort. 6 Arthur Moore, M.P.P., was a Commissioner of Trade and Plantations from 1710 until his death in 1730. Gay calls him brave, and Pope prologue to the satires. 23, says that Moore blamed him for the way in which his itty son, James Moore Smythe, neglected the law. 7 James, Lord Paisley, who succeeded his father, see Letter 10 Note 33, as 7th Earl of Abercorn in 1734 married, in 1711 Anne, eldest daughter of Colonel John Plumer, of Blakeswear, Herts. 8 Harley's ill health was partly due to his drinking habits. 9 Crowder confusion. 10 The first wife of Charles Seymour, 6th Duke of Somerset, was Lady Elizabeth Percy, only daughter of Jocelyn, 11th Earl of Northumberland, and heiress of the House of Percy. She married the Duke, her third husband, at the age of 18. 11 John Richardson, D.D., rector of Armagh, Cavan, and afterwards chaplain to the Duke of Ormond. In 1711 he published a proposal for the conversion of the Popish natives of Ireland to the established religion, and in 1712 a short history of the attempts to convert the Popish natives of Ireland. In 1709 the lower house of convocation in Ireland had passed resolutions for printing the Bible and liturgy in Irish, providing Irish preachers, etc. In 1711 Thomas Parnell, the poet, headed a deputation to the Queen on the subject, when an address was presented. But nothing came of the proposals, owing to fears that the English interest in Ireland might be injured. In 1731 Richardson was given the small deanery of Colmaclue. 12 See February 27, 1711. 13 Harley. 14 Ankbill for £50, taking the alternate letters, see Letter 15 Note 9, 15 see Letter 5 Note 17, 16 see Nose, 27 and 29 by Swift himself. 17 Print cannot do justice to whims of this kind, as they depend wholly upon the awkward shape of the letters, Dean Swift, 18 see Letter 8 Note 2. 19 Here is just one specimen given of his way of writing to Stella in these journals. The reader, I hope, will excuse my omitting it in all other places where it occurs. The meaning of this pretty language is, and you must cry there, and here again. Must you imitate presto, pray? Yes, And so you shall. And so there's for your letter. Good morrow, Dean Swift. What Swift really wrote was probably as follows. O must cly leal and leal and leal again. Must do imitate PDFR, pay, is, and so us all. And so leal's full uredle. Dude mallow. 20 Lady Catherine Morris died 1716, was the eldest daughter of Thomas Herbert, Earl of Pembroke, and wife of Sir Nicholas Morris, Bart. M.P. for Newport. 21 Perhaps Henry Arundel, who succeeded his father as 5th Baron Arundel of Wardour in 1712, and died in 1726. 22 Antoine, Abbe de Burley and Marquis de Guiscard, was a cadet of a distinguished family of the south of France. He joined the church, but having been driven from France in consequence of his licentious excesses, he came to England, after many adventures in Europe, with a recommendation from the Duke of Savoy. Godolphin gave him the command of a regiment of refugees, and employed him in projects for effecting a landing in France. These schemes? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.